This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Unemployment in Colorado is down again. Here's CPR's Andrew Villegas.
In December, Colorado's unemployment rate was 3.3%. Since April, it has hovered between 3.3% and 3.6%. Employers added nearly 9,000 jobs last month, mostly in professional and business services, as well as leisure and hospitality. December's unemployment rate was also down nearly a whole percentage point from the same time last year, as Colorado continues to recover from the COVID downturn. Despite the labor gains, some economists still worry a recession looms on the horizon. I'm Andrew Villegas, CPR News.
Colorado's U.S. senators voted against a Biden Defense Department nominee Monday to express their frustration with Space Command. CPR's Caitlin Kim explains.
The no votes from Senators Michael Bennet and John Hickenlooper were more about their displeasure with Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin than the nominee. The Colorado senators have been trying to get a meeting with Austin about Space Command headquarters for 2 years to no avail. The men said keeping Space Command in Colorado is too important to national security to be delayed any longer, and they've not ruled out putting holds on future DOD nominees until they get their meeting. Lawmakers are waiting for the Air Force to make its final headquarters decision. Currently, the recommendation is to move Space Command to Alabama. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Colorado Congressman Doug Lamborn has settled a lawsuit brought by an ex-staffer. The former staffer alleged he was fired in December of 2020 because he complained that the congressman wasn't taking coronavirus seriously and sought to protect employees from unsafe work conditions. Lamborn denied the allegations. The House Ethics Committee is looking into allegations that Lamborn misused official resources from information connected to the lawsuit. The U.S. will spend $930 million to help reduce wildfire danger in 10 western states, including Colorado. The U.S. Forest Service hopes the work will keep wildland fires from damaging communities. The money will go to clearing trees and underbrush. This is CPR News.